All right, well, first off, I want to offer mine and ours as an organization's condolences to Eric Studisville and his family for the loss of both his parents, Al and Jan. And, you know, they were tremendous supporters of, Eric and us. Got to know them pretty well over the years. They're very active in his family. We're here a bunch of times. And, so our thoughts and prayers are with them and their families. Any questions?
Now that OTAs are done, you expect to get more out of minicamp? I realize it's mandatory, so a couple more people may show up, but just in general?
You know, we've had great participation. You know, I think maybe as good or better than anybody in the league. Very pleased with the guys' focus and participation in what we would call a voluntary workouts. I don't expect anything different for the vet minicamp other than, a little bit different. We get to practice twice Tuesday, twice Wednesday, and once on Thursday, so it's a little bit different than the OTAs from that aspect.
How much more valuable is that extra practice time or that extra?
That's good. I think, it's a tight schedule. I think guys have worked out really hard with Luke and his crew over there. And, it's a little bit more of a training camp type of mode as, they get prepared when we form back up in July.
Do you want to get a certain look out of David Britton today, give him some different reps?
Yeah, we rotate a bunch of guys through. We're doing a lot of experimental things, offense, defense, and in the kicking game, with both personnel as well as scheme. Like everybody, I mean, they come out here to get better every day. And, we've got good football character guys that way. Eric's obviously one of them. And, I think he's done a tremendous job improving every year, he's been in pro football.
Coach, what do you think about using Trinan Holiday more on offense as a receiver?
Again, he's got great speed. Obviously, he's a very explosive player. And, we're playing around with just about everything. Not getting into the specifics, but, he's a guy we're definitely looking at.
David Britton just said, having Jack Del Rio back a second year, you can't overblow that. He feels like the defense is ahead of where it was last year because of that. Is that important? Have you noticed that from the defense?
Well, and arguably probably the ultimate of team games, football, continuity is important. Whether it's offense, defense, special teams, head coaches, you look at a lot of successful programs and, they're able to keep that continuity, and that's obviously a real benefit.
Coach, his role is to stay in the background right now, but what have you seen out of Brock now that he's been here for a full year?
Again, I think he's an ideal situation. I think he's a tremendous young player. I like the way he operates, the way he handles himself, and, he's got probably one of the better guys to learn under in Peyton Manning. So, I've seen excellent improvement, in both Brock's knowledge of what we're doing and his execution, the what-tos and the techniques to play quarterback.
Coach, now that this portion of OTA is over, have you noticed, because of how close you were last year, this in-season focus, the sense of just trying to get what you want them to get done out there, kind of more a sharper focus maybe?
Yeah, I think, it takes great focus. That's why they call them professionals. So these guys work hard, and I've been very, very pleased with their work ethic and, their focus on to get better. And so, I'm seeing that. Our expectations are high, but nobody's expectations are higher than ours.
Coach, news came out today that George Karl's been let go by the Nuggets. You had good interactions with him in your time here?
Yeah, I'm very familiar. Obviously, he's a very busy man, and so was I. So, we've been in contact since I've been here. He's a Dean Smith guy, and, I went to a breakfast very early on when I first came to Denver, a charity event down at the Pepsi Center. And, I'm sure he'll land on his feet quickly.
How confident do you ever feel as a head coach?
Well, I mean, it depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about job security or game-to-game, again, you just do the best you can do, and hopefully it's good enough.
Coach, at this early stage, I know goals aren't necessarily thrown out there for end-of-season stuff, but is the word Super Bowl coming up, is that the furthest thing from your guys' minds? Where is that in perspective?
Well, I think there's different, levels to get to that. Obviously one of our goals is to win the division. When you win your division, you're guaranteed a spot in the playoffs. And then, once you get into the playoffs, it's another season. And, I think we got a taste of that a year ago and a year before that. And, hopefully we'll learn from those experiences. And, we'll just take it, a game at a time. And, but I think, this time of year, I think everybody's goal is to, win the Super Bowl.